I asked them would it be possible to come along, because one of the girls that was in treatment, she worked there, she knew the receptionist, you know, so I got in touch and I went along. That was last year. I got well looked after, and it was really nice. And the last time I went, it was good. I seen bumping into Graham Tunis and a few other players. It was Graham Ricks as well. So, you know, it was, I went along and they looked after us and enjoyed the match. It's funny because every time I went, they scored 3 goals, you know. And then they didn't. And so I decided to go the next game and they did score 3 again. So who knows, I might be the lucky mascot. When I go there, I'm just mad with the phone. Like I said, you know, they look after us really well. And then just Neil come up. I said he was a problem because both fine places to stay, you know, and obviously he's got quite a bit of property. I think Eddie's property was on about. I think I need to win the Euro. I'll give him a shout when I win the Euro for one of his properties. I think, sorry, Eddie, I'm not in. Yeah, but no, they've been fantastic. It's down here. And they've, you know, they've asked us if I want to ever go along and join in, you know. But, you know, I'll wait till the season gets up and running, maybe go and use the gym there as well, you know.
Well, you've given us some fantastic memories down the years, whether it's chipping the ball over Colin Hendry's head at Euros or Turin in 90.
Yeah.
What are your plans now?
I know, the first plan is really go back to Wembley and see if I can get Colin out of the grass. He's still there. I left Colin there, unfortunately, you know, but I'll have to go and see where he is. No, I've had a great career. I really enjoyed it, you know. But it's nicer, you know, I pop up with games now and again. I went to a few Spurs ones as well, so it's a matter of just going to a few games and getting back into it, you know. But no doubt I'll be supporting the Cherries this year, and I can't see any reason why they kind of go up. I mean, they got rid of a few of their players at the end of the season, or went with the manager. But I'm sure the manager in Georgia, he seems a well-disciplined bloke, and the players will play for him. And I've seen that when he took charge of the team, you know. I think they should have won when the minute they were when they beat Brighton, you know. And when they beat Brighton, I thought that's it, you know. But then it obviously took foot off the pedal. And they slipped up again, you know. But I think if they played the way they did, especially against Huddersfield, I can't see any reason why that team kind of go up.
Well, seeing as you're a bit of an exile down here at Bournemouth now, I mean, would you ever have any interest in becoming involved with the club if you were offered?
Well, you know, it's like I said, they've just got a new manager and he's his own ways and that. But like I said, even just popping along and just having a look and, you know, just doing a bit in the gym first, you know. Like, regards to the football thing, the main thing for me is just seeing well. Which I have done, and I mean, there's other stuff that's come up football wise, but at the moment it's just a matter for me, it's just falling back in love with the game, you know, because I did fall out of the game a little bit, and probably in life in general. So, and the Providence project's been fantastic for us, you know, Steve Spiegel and Paul and Carol. So, you know, the main thing is me just staying well, and if anything comes up during the season, then, you know, if I feel like, you know, if he asked us to come in and just do a bit of training with the young kids, I don't mind that. You know, I've done a little bit with the young kids, yeah. It was funny as well. They were 6-year-olds. And afterwards, I finished training with them. And I said, come on, you can ask us these questions. Any questions you want. And this kid, he was 6. He went, Gazza, what was it like when you won the World Cup? And I went, son, didn't win the World Cup, we got beat in the semi-final. He said, no, when you played in 1966... Well, I just said, son, I'll have a word with you later. It's okay, you just a little scud. So I'll have to get some more Botox. But no, I'm enjoying myself, you know. I'm enjoying being down Bournemouth. I miss home a little bit, don't get me wrong. But, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm staying well here and the support of the Providence project, then why not just carry on what I'm doing, you know? And I'm enjoying life, which it took us a while to get back doing that. So I'm pleased in life in general. And talking to you is lovely, guys, and I can't get better than that, can you?
Yeah, good to see you really fit and well.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Gazza.
Thank
you. Ciao.